Okay, I'll say in Mike's defense, his earphones fell off at the beginning of that song. So
it's a dance.
You guys can't see that.
It's a dance.
We don't have to wear earphones at our gigs. Thank God.
No. That's why I'm growing my hair.
Broken down. Broken down.
All right, broken down it is. I got ripped off in a paint job. Guy gave me $2 to take a bus home. I said, the heck with that.
But that story has nothing to do with this song.
I got a
completely different occasion.
I got it.
And has nothing at all to do with that.
Matt, it does too.
It does not.
I had a doobie in my pocket, and I walked home, smoked.
Hush, hush, hush. These are children. You don't want to influence them.
I walked.
In a bad way.
Yeah, it was very legal.
All right. And it was in Colorado?
The only thing that was illegal was me getting ripped off on the paint job. So I wrote the song, Walking Home, and it became... And the only reason why I didn't get ripped off again on the paint job was because the guy's car broke down.
Okay, once again, in Mike's defense, I was only kidding about it not having anything to do with the song. It has everything to do with the song.
Smoking my own bone.
to stop cutting those endings so short, man. I was still going. You just cut me short. No, I'm kidding.
That's because you brought a long guitar there, man.
Oh, that must be the reason. Well, that's not all I brought there, was it?
Well, it's your long arm I'm worried about.
Well, you should be worried.
Okay.
Actually, you don't have anything to be worried about.
How we doing on time, Joel? How many? We're in good shape.
All right. Well, for poor man.
All right. We got poor man and living in a 9-1-1 world.
Well, tip your hand.
Those were the songs we intended to do, and those are the songs we will do. And we're happy to do them. Thank you again, Joel. And thank you, WMFO.
Thank you, all you lovely people out there, for listening in.
And thank you, band.
And should we talk about the opioid awareness benefit?
Well, we will do that. We're playing. You can see us again.
Haven't seen us the first
this
time.
Sunday.
They've heard us. But well, you can see us and hear
that's
us.
That's true. See and hear. Although some of them have seen us. I know there's some people out there watching who've seen us before.
Okay, we'll see. They're not watching as
such. There's a few out there.
Not yet, they're not. Yeah.
But in any event,
we can only hope.
Please tell your friends, we got a gig coming up this Sunday.
Chilling radio time.
Memorial Day weekend. It's an opiate awareness concert, and we're closing the show from 11 o'clock on. We'll be closing the show at the C Note on Nantasket Beach.
We can get you opiates.
And no.
No, sorry. Wait, no. That's not what we're the benefits about. Opiates are bad.
Now you're getting political, because that's what the governments are doing. Governments are protecting those things. All right. We can get political, of course.
Get with me after the show.
Okay, here we go. Now, speaking of political, we are poor men. Everywhere I look, I see a poor man.
91.5 FM, WMFO.
People living in cars. People double, tripled up. No jobs of any wage. Sick and tired of being poor, so the rich man can't have more. But all in all, it's not so bad. Each day I got, I am glad, though I'm a poor man. I'm a poor man. Poor man, poor man. Poor man, poor man. Seems no matter where I go, not much money ever shows. All in all, it's people, they have trouble. Rich people too, but they usually get to walk. As much as you wish to avoid this, it happens to us all. We are living in a 9-1-1 world. We are living in a 9-1-1 world. You are living in a 9-1-1 world. Do you know what it's like when your world breaks and you fight? Everywhere you turn, nothing seems to be right. So sad, things get so bad. Ain't nothing you can do. So much for the hope, it won't happen to you. You are living in a 9-1-1 world. We are living in. Some of them they just got. Thank you all. Thank you, WMFO. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you for listening, people.
And thank you for your assistance in the studio also.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Rena.
Thank you, Climate Change.
Thank you, Patrick.
If you get to hear us, we got some songs on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, various other places.
Thank you, all our Facebook friends.
And Twitter.
And our Twitter friends.
On Twitter. These headphones, the whole thing. I just couldn't get them tight.
Brothers, big sisters, volunteer, and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS, that's 888-412-BIGS, or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Another public service announcement from Big Brothers and Big Sisters program and from WMFO Medford.
Isolate is from Soft Pyramid's Goddamn Grief off Know Your Scene Volume 4. It's put out by iDesign Records. God, that song's amazing. And then before that, the Gypsy Moths, What You Gonna Do When Your Baby Leaves You. That's their latest single. Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Next up, we have, well, in a few minutes, actually, I just want to let you know, we're going to be talking to Climate Change, the band you just heard, Rock Studio D, and we're going to chat with them about an upcoming show that they have. But before that, I'm going to play Matt York, I'm Back by Him.
I'm back to see some things I didn't miss. I'm back to feel the coldness of your kiss. I'm back to show you everything is fine. I wanna show you how I've done my time. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. I'm back to see the dawning of the day. I'm back and I won't let you get away. I'm back to show you that I'm still in charge. I wanna show you how I'm living large. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. Turns me on. I could lighten up for you. I could lighten up for you. I guess. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. Everything you do just makes me crazy. Everything you do just turns me on. I could lighten up for you. I could lighten up for you, I guess.
It's Matt York on the town with Mikey D. I am Jason Lane. And in front of me, I have the gentleman from Climate Change. You guys sounded amazing, by the way.
Did it sound okay?
Oh, it sounded beyond okay.
We
it sounded, sounded brilliant.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Obviously, you're in good hands with Joel.
Well, definitely.
That's for sure.
Well, he made us brilliant.
Joel is brilliant.
I think you guys had a little something to do with that.
We do what we do. Unfortunately, we don't get to rehearse much.
We're the army of broke musicians.
Yeah, that's why we wrote the song.
So Joel makes the band that was close to that, but we're, you know, slightly.
You thinking about changing the name to Army of Broke Musicians?
No. Climate change is too important.
I don't think we have to.
We actually do have some climate change related songs. We got one called "Pray for the Glacier."
Yeah.
We'll be back to play that one.
I was going to ask if that was a motivation.
Oh, we're on it, yeah.
We hope.
Yeah, all of us are in tune with changing the world, make it a better place.
Great.
People living in the spirit or living for others. Get rid of the greed. The greed has prevailed too long.
Excellent. So tell us how we can listen to you guys.
Well, let's see. We're set up on Facebook. We have a Climate Change group site and a Climate Change page site. So you can catch us on Facebook. We've got YouTube. YouTube, you sort of got to go through my name. My name's Michael Weddle.
I think YouTube's got me listed as my father's middle name, Michael Rodney Weddle.
Rodney.
W-E-D-D-L-E. So if you go to YouTube, and you type in climate change, you get some stuff too. Mm-hmm. But I've got under my site all of the climate change songs categorized. So you can get them all the ones we would like you to hear.
And incidentally,
none of the ones we don't want you to hear.
Incidentally,
you're gonna hear those anyway.
Bruce and Reno and I also play in a band called The Grave Dancers, Boston. And you can find us on YouTube too, The Grave Dancers Boston. And you'd probably find some climate change songs. I always do whenever I bring up Grave Dancers. There's all these climate change songs, like, you know, on my, you know, I try to.
They're illegitimate siblings.
Yeah, what happened?
Sort of like inbred second cousins is the way I look at them.
What happened was Matt and I met on the... we used to hang at the Rat back in the day. And we met on...
Not
the,
together, though.
On the Rat thread. No, separate. I was there around the very opening of it. I didn't even know how to play guitar then. I was a manager of bands. I formed and managed. But I always wanted to play, and eventually I did. But Matt was a player there, a big-time player in a band called Harlequin.
Okay.
Reno was there also. Those two Harlequin veterans.
I think Bruce has done some.
They had a good
things.
Following. They did well. Bruce has been everywhere. He was working with Adrian Barber, who did Aerosmith and Young Rascals and Allman Brothers and a whole bunch of people. And Bruce was signed to do some work with Adrian, but... You know, it's. We also have a song called "It's Always Something." There's always something that
music
happens.
Music business, gotta love it.
Exactly.
Hey. Please, sir, can I have some more?
So Matt and I started talking on Facebook on the Rat thread, and I said,
"More like
guys,
typing.
Why don't you guys come out to my house? We'll have a jam and cook out and all that." And all of a sudden, we got like 2-3 bands. I said, well, look, if I get 5 bands, I'll go get a club.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I had 5 bands and a Rat thread just like that.
That's
and
awesome.
And that's how the Rat Beach Party started.
And that, we wound up with like
what was
50
the rat,
that
we have a lot of younger
year.
Listeners, so what's the Rat Beach Party all about?
The Rat, short for Ratskella.
Oh, obviously,
A club in Kenmore Square.
Picture yourself growing up and everyone going to a Frank Sinatra show, and I guess that's what it must seem like to them.
Yeah. Ground Central.
Not really.
I hope not, but God
help. Not if they go in the bathroom of the Rat.
Yeah, no. I think if they...
It ain't no Sinatra.
Only give us a chance.
So the beach party, what was that like?
So the Rat is a famous punk rock club. Just about anybody who has any music standing.
Swing.
It's one of the clubs you got to play on the international scene. A lot of international stars played there. And the Boston scene, it was the cream of the crop for Boston
The Plasmatics.
Clubs.
I mean, who didn't play there? The Police.
Yeah, everybody.
The Cars, of course, and Aerosmith.
Joan Jett. The list goes on. We could
who's going to do? Yeah,
lose
that's
a lot of time.
But Granny, the sound man who played with Aerosmith, he said, and this is on a public interview, what was his favorite band? Those weird bands like who? Harlequin.
And Bruce also plays...
which was our old band. We cut our teeth on...
When the Beachcombers are going, he's the bass player in that
really
band.
Beachcombers, please.
Beachcombers, I'm sorry.
We're older dudes.
I was just trying to get you to jump in.
We wanted you to come over.
Tell us about the Beachcombers.
Well, the Beachcombers are on a hiatus this year.
Does it go with the Vibrate song?
What?
We caught you in the middle of a coitus?
No.
Event, all those
the Beachcombers are not going to be performing this year.
Not performing coitus?
On hiatus. So we're going to overwork Bruce with climate change. And I grave dances will probably do this.
So we should talk about the benefit next week.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. So the second annual Memorial Opiate Awareness Concert, and that's happening on Sunday. I just played Matt York, who's on the bill with you.
Yeah, he's cool. A good man.
So tell us about that. It looks like it starts early at 2:00 till close.
Of course.
I did that. You know, it's funny. I did that show last year. I have something to say about that, actually. I did, and, you know, as far as opiate awareness goes, I'm aware of opiates and have been for quite a while. And know a lot of other people that are, too. The thing, you know, so I spoke to people last year, and the funny thing was, and these are people like that, you know, were involved in the concert, that, you know, it seemed like a lot of people had a very, you know, very strong ideas of exactly what needed to be done. Like one woman was Suboxone clinics, you know, that's the answer. And when I expressed like, well, that doesn't work for everybody, she said, oh, no. I'm not into, you know, anything, you know. And my point being that, you know, no one blanket cure works for everybody. It's like, you know, any more than with any other disease. Like, not one medicine is going to cure every disease or cure everybody, right, even of one disease. And I think people need to be open-minded that not one cure works for everybody.
Right.
What I think needs to happen is decriminalization, harm reduction, meaning you reduce the harm as much as you can, the chance for people to harm themselves. And I think doctors need to be able to prescribe. And unfortunately, what's happening now with Trump going after the pharmaceutical companies, and I'm not saying the pharmaceutical companies are blameless, no. But still, what's happening now is drugs are getting even more restricted, which means even more criminalized.
The drug war is a political convenience.
Yes. And
one thing it effectively does is it limits the voting pool.
Go ahead, Mike, take over.
If you limit the voting pool, then you can control who wins the vote. And that's sort of what's happened here in America. And the drug war is a large part of that. It was begun and admitted.
So we're going backwards is what's happening.
So what's happening is we're wasting our money on enforcement and militarizing police, when in fact most people have considered opinions about their own lives, and they will do the right thing. But if you don't have the resources to do the right thing, and if you don't have the backup and support, you may not find it. And so
yoga, acupuncture. There's so many alternative medicine things that are just wonderful and
I
very helpful.
I partake in both.
And yeah, me too. But you got to pay for it.
Right.
The government will pay for your addiction, but they will not pay for yoga or for anything that actually might work.
Yeah,
they'll just give you more pills that usually make things worse. And
we got to get beyond the two party system, in my view.
Unfortunately, blaming the pharmaceutical.
The two parties love the drug war. And the drug war hurts people from getting healed.
Or war in general.
And again, I'm no fan of the pharmaceutical companies. They've been horrible. But still, what has happened by blaming them and by going after them is that drugs have become even more restricted, therefore making them more criminalized, harder to get. People can't get them prescribed. They're going to go to the street. And yeah, Trump I hate to polarize this, but he is going in the exact opposite direction that I think we need to go in.
You can't keep drugs out of a prison.
They don't want
to
go back.
Keep them out of a free society. It just can't be done. People want to do them, are going to do them. So the best thing to do is, like Matt said earlier, is a harm reduction policy where you recognize the reality and you put in programs that help the harms associated with the use. But you would also eliminate a lot of the crime. You would eliminate a lot of the people in the underground. People in the underground, they don't come out of the underground.
And this isn't just
help.
Hypothetical. Countries that have done this have
Portugal,
England, Canada. They have the crime rate has dropped immensely.
Addiction rates have dropped. There's one other important thing to talk about the concert. And notice it says Memorial. It's the day before Memorial Day, so it's sort of like flying two balloons in one string. We have moments of silence and recognition for folks who have passed from opiate problems, and we're very much aware of their families and supportive to their families. And the money that we're in, also the soldiers who have died. So we combine the two energies into, we widen the memory is what
it's
we're doing
really,
by this
it's
concert.
Really moving.
Yeah, and and the money goes to a grassroots organization, the kind of organization that if you call at 3 a.m. and you say you need help, they'll come. The money's going there, all the money.
I want to say I am glad to do this benefit, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to speak my mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm Jason Lane talking to the band Climate Change. They're playing the second annual Memorial Opiate Awareness Concert this Sunday, May 27th at the C Note. And where is the C Note?
Nantasket Beach.
Nantasket. My parents lived there in the late 60s.
They used to have a roller coaster.
And anyone that comes and tries to talk to me about a blanket cure is going to get their butt kicked. So watch out.
All right. So let's talk.
Each person, as Matt has proved, is unique and has a different structuring of needs.
I want to hear more about the benefit, the Anchor.
The Anchor Club, it's... there's sort of the actual umbrella group is HAPSA, that stands for a Hull Alliance to Prevent Substance Abuse,
and that's at www.facebook.com/HAPSAHULLMA.
Yes, they are the official organization. The Anchor group is sort of a group of non-alcoholic, non-narcotic people who get together, much like an AA setting, and support each other. And they have sponsorship from a church that's been helping them out, and that's enabling them to go into the trenches and be there for somebody in need at an uncommon time.
So important, yeah.
A community. You got to be there. When somebody wants help, somebody's got to be there to help them. That's how society should be organized. We don't organize.
But also, I mean, there should be something that can be offered to help. I mean, it's not. No, sometimes it's not enough for just someone to be there. Sometimes you need to have something that will help aside from just someone being there.
Yeah, follow-up is very, very important. I mean, you can bring somebody in, put them in a hospital. They stay 3-4 days, maybe go to some other place for 5 days, and they're out. There's no follow-up. Nothing happens, and the person's back. And
these programs need funding.
Yeah. Stop the war. Stop the drug war. Break up the big banks.
have something other than prison.
You fund the environment. And
you have
the
a very well-established political opinion.
We should be tearing down the walls instead of building
them. We got to live together
or die.
We're going
to shake the walls of Jericho.
It's not live free or die. It's live together or die. There's no freedom unless you got it together.
That's very well said.
Shake those walls, Bruce. I'm crumbling down.
Now, what about Jerry here? Jerry hasn't said anything.
Yeah, Jerry, what's happening?
What's your take on this?
Jerry's sporting an amazing Bob Seger T-shirt, and it's something I haven't seen in a very long time, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw him in September. Put on a good show.
Still doing it good. Still doing it well.
72 years old, and he's still doing it.
So,
Ian Hunter is 80, and Reno and I have seen him 3 times in the last 10 years, and he's been magnificent. 79 at least, and he has been magnificent every time. And Johnny Lydon has been pretty damn good too. Public Image.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's still young, like 68 or something.
Of the five,
Johnny Lydon.
The focus is on us, not them.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, back to us.
These three over here have had. Bruce quasi-career. These other guys have had careers, lifetime careers. Matt and I are on medical disability. We're hurting. I have heart trouble, but I continue
to play yourself.
Music is therapeutic.
Bruce is a genius that does seminars for academics and medical, legal.
So that's your day job, Bruce?
My heart is actually okay.
Making corporate guys look good.
In fact, people say I'm all heart.
what are you doing that for?
Money.
Now do you know fair that enough? My guitar roadie went to detox just before, you know, he was going to be my guitar roadie. He brought my amp downstairs. We drive off. I notice the back seat is empty. This really happened today. It's not a joke. And I say to Reno, "Where did T go?" And he says, "He's going to detox. He thought you might try to." It's like, okay, carrying my amp down the stairs made him go to detox. God, imagine if he'd come to the show. I mean, he couldn't have done the gig and then gone to detox. I mean, what kind of people are they hiring out as roadies these days anyway? You go to detox.
Well, aren't you the one that hired him?
Well,
I never would have heard about this if it wasn't for you.
I don't know if anyone would, but now look, the world has heard.
So I'm looking at this.
I know you're listening in.
I'm looking at the schedule, and it seems like you have a lot of like high school kids playing.
That's the beauty of what we've done. What was born out of the Rat Beach parties. By the way, August 30th.
We're hoping they'll stay up late to see us.
August 30th.
They have late bedtimes.
August 30th to September 2nd will be the 6th annual Rat Beach party. And what we do is all the money we raise from the event goes to the Hull High School Music Department, and we ask that they emphasize the funding placed on special needs musical students.
That is amazing.
And all the people who played at the RAD. Last year we had 55 bands. The first year, when I asked for 3 bands.
Yeah, funds are completely drying up for that kind of thing in schools.
We had 28. We used a no-budget plan.
We raised good money. We raised like thousands of
bands,
dollars.
All the bands donate their time and talent for free. And people help promote at the club. They let us have the club. They just take whatever the drinks are.
Yeah, the whole high school music department performers kick off the show at 2 o'clock.
They're pretty cool. They got a band out of that group called Shipwrecked. And they're now forming a rock and roll unit, which,
oh, wow,
which we can take credit for.
Yeah, you usually hear about jazz bands and that stuff.
But out of credit. The Rad Beach parties came the idea of bringing it, because we're all old.
Yeah.
I'm 68. These guys are
again,
not too far behind me.
Yourself.
Not I'm too so, far behind me.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of far behind you, Mike.
What is that, not Greg?
I think I'm like 14 years behind you, so that's
so,
you know, a ways.
So in any event, so we started bringing in young bands, high school bands, and it's great. It brings, it for me anyway, it brings me right back to where I was at when I was their age. And rock, what the importance of what rock and roll was then.
Yeah, you just had to perpetuate it.
And we
could
sort
important.
Of feel superior too, because we're better than them.
So we always have about a dozen.
And actually, I know none of them are listening because it's past their bedtimes.
They got memories.
Kids stay up definitely later than me these days.
They got memories and they'll remember what you just said.
Yeah.
You don't have memories.
They have them. They have actual Facebook memories
now.
Let
them stay and watch, and we'll show them. And if they don't think they can tell me.
Kids are so sharp.
Everything's well documented on Facebook now.
I can't say enough for the young
but those parents now, they rock.
So this year we'll probably have about 40 rat bands and 10 youth bands, or some 35 to 50 bands, something like that.
And where does this take place now?
August 30th to September 2nd.
Okay.
At the C-Note. And then we got the next Friday night, if we have an overflow of bands, we can carry it over.
Excellent.
We have a gig or two in between now and then.
And that's the same venue that the Opinion and Awareness and concert's and happening on Sunday.
The C-Note, yes.
Yeah.
We thank the C-Note very much for their contribution to the community.
The C-Note is a great club.
It's a concert club. It's like Johnny D's.
Yeah.
Remember Jumping Jack Flash?
Rest
the
in
C-Note
peace.
Reminds me of Jumping Jack Flash with the stage way back recessed there. It's a lot like that. And that, which was a good club too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for people that were alive that long ago.
I remember the night that Cheetah Chrome played and Steve Tyler was there. And that was a
come on,
night.
Gramps, give us a break.
He's a guy who wasn't old earlier.
Now listen to him. He's the old man in the sea.
I take offense with that.
One more thing.
Okay.
Jerry's a union guy. He's been in. Were you?
Excuse me.
The rest of us are scabs.
Quite.
Give this gentleman a microphone so he can say hello.
I'm fine.
Sorry. I wasn't going to let you get away with it for too long.
I'm not in a union.
Reno Daily, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Bassist.
Here we are.
I call him Reno Weekly because I see him once a week.
Oh, God, please.
He's like monthly to me.
Well,
at least we see him a few times.
We do have more gigs coming up this summer after all.
Let's go.
Well, yeah, we're looking for gigs. If anybody wants a good band,
we're always looking for gigs.
Mm-hmm. And we all have like 5 bands, so anything you want, we can do. You want, you know, some blues harmonica?
I don't do covers.
Everybody's in 5 bands.
Yeah, but we do covers.
After a certain threshold, you guys are all in like multiple bands.
The
at
only
this
time
point.
We do covers
but
is when we do covers.
Climate change is all original.
Yeah,
we don't do any cover tunes.
But I'm sure you guys have been or in other projects.
No,
simultaneously, you guys are married to this.
I didn't join a rock and roll band until I was 62.
That's right.
Years
you were
old.
Telling me earlier you used to be a folk player, right?
I was a backbench folk singer.
Yeah.
I pretty much turned him into a rocker. I have to step in and take credit.
Well, you succeeded. It definitely rocks.
I used to be a politician. I wasn't going to be the governor. I was a New Hampshire legislator.
I had fun tonight. I gave that up to become
a Harvard Square street musician.
I thought we all did really good.
And then I started throwing the best parties on earth.
That's what's known as living the dream, as they say.
It was a musical spaghetti party. And that's when I was a backbench folk singer. I wouldn't pull my guitar out to just before the sun came up.
He's still a backbench folk singer. He just has us to back him up.
People do the cover songs and like them. And then when the sun would come up, I'd break out my guitar and knock out some originals.
He's still doing the folk songs. We do all the work.
That's true. I'm the songwriter.
That's true. You are.
Well, we thank you for coming in, Climate Change. One more time before we wrap things up, where can we find your music again?
You can find it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Climate Change Band.
Okay.
There's a group site and there's also a page site. You can scroll around YouTube But if you're going to go to YouTube, it's best to look under my name, because I've only recently have categorized our songs. And eventually we'll have a climate change band site, but if you look under Michael Weddle on YouTube, you'll get all the climate change songs.
And wonderful. Also, we've got the Grave Dancers Boston and our old band Harlequin Boston. Bruce has the Beach Comeovers. Not to mention, I'm sure he could tell you a bunch of other bands. I don't want to leave him out.
So Saul.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce plays in more bands than any of us.
Bruce is an extra dimensionalist.
He is a true musician's musician, no doubt about that.
Trying to get back to my dimension.
It seems like you guys are all in a good dimension now. You should probably just stay put.
Just believe in the Silver Surfer. You'll be fine.
All right.
Norin Rad rules.
Climate Change, playing the second annual Memorial Opiate Awareness Concert, Sunday, May 27th, 2018, at the C-Note in Nantasket Beach from 2 p.m. till close, kicking it off with the high school kids and wrapping it up with the experience guys.
We'll be closing the night.
Be
aware of
11 o'clock
beach.
To close.
Thank you for coming out, guys.
And thank you,
you have a wonderful night, and you guys sounded amazing on Out of Town. And don't forget, if you are listening, you can stream this for the next 2 weeks on WMFO.org.
R.I.P. to Mikey D. he put us here. Thank you.
They're waiting for you.
Have a good night, guys.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Who was that guy?